Hey everybody, what's going on? It's Lucas here, back with another podcast episode. I am recording this at exactly midnight. It's 12 a.m., and I felt compelled to make this podcast episode at midnight because of, my goodness, why isn't this thing turning off? Okay, there we go. Jeez, my phone wasn't going to sleep, and I'm not trying to have my screen on the whole time while I'm making this episode. And so I've been consuming some content today, earlier in the day, I should say, since it's midnight, and content about how I can think differently. And just, I like to watch and consume content that'll help me see the world in a different way or help me understand things better. And one video that I came across is about, it's a TED talk, and actually I think it'll be a good idea if you watch this and see where I'm coming from. Excuse me. This one is called Dear Grown-ups, Sincerely Generation Z. Speaker Kimber Libert or Libert, I don't know how to pronounce her last name. And this TED talk in particular is what I'm responding to at midnight. And as you probably know, if you see a pattern with the things that I make late at night, I talk about these things late at night instead of waiting to talk about them in the morning, because I am particularly passionate about that which I've decided to talk about at this hour. And so I think Kimber raises some good points in her speech, and I find her to be a very articulate speaker. But the thing that I'm quite concerned with is, and I might not be fully understanding her, but what it sounds like from what she's saying is, and this is just so people understand where I'm going with this, right? Like, what is this topic of this episode? Where am I going with this? I'm talking about her, the point of what she's trying to make is to be more open-minded and caring and loving towards Generation Z, our kids, teenagers, and young adults, right? To sort of shift, take away suspicion from basically the way that older adults regard the kids of today, right? And maybe, if you're a kid, teenager, or young adult listening to this, maybe you can resonate with this, how adults might look down on you, or some older adults say things like, the kids of today are stupid, worthless, dumb. They're just lazy, not hardworking. They have no faith in the younger kids of today, right? There seems to be this divide, right, between older generations and younger generations of today. And there seems to be some resentment that I've noticed on social media, right? Like the okay boomer phase, and like the older generations just looking down on younger generations, which is, by the way, the conflict in its entirety is nonsensical. Like, what does bickering do? It doesn't matter. I mean, looking at history matters in the sense of understanding where we come from so that we don't repeat the same mistakes as we did in the past. But there's so much blaming going on, so much like, oh, thanks to you for global warming and inflation and whatever, and things like that. Look, we have so many other more productive things that we could be doing with our time than playing the blame game. The fact of the matter is, we are here and today in this particular situation, and we, whether you're young or old, we as a human race need to get together and work on finding solutions. Stop playing the blaming game and wasting time. Now, that aside, because that's not the focus of what I'm trying to say today, there's resentment between older and younger generations, and Kimber speaks to this in her TED talk, and she encourages the adults of today to be more sort of comfortable and loving and celebratory and supportive of our kids and teenagers and young adults of today. Now, for the record, right, I do believe that regardless of your relationship to this other human being, whether it's parent-child, child-parent, or your neighbor, your classmate, we should be more open-minded and understanding in our relationships with other human beings, right? And especially with regards to what Kimber is talking about in her TED Talk, between parents and children and older generations and younger generations, we should lend open ears. We should be empathetic, we should be understanding, and older generations should definitely do the best that they can to help guide the younger generation through life. Now, here's the thing though. What I don't think I'm on the same page as Kimber is what it sounded like from her, and I could be wrong. I could have misinterpreted what she was trying to say. But it sounds like to me that her speech is very much coddly, in the sense of coddling the kids, teenagers, and young adults of today. Like, you know, if they messed up, you know, be patient and understanding, and you know, just. And she was, like I said before, she seems like she has a very good grasp of the English language. She used very pretty words and made her speech sound really beautiful, which, if she is truthfully speaking in that manner, I'm all for it. But if in the event she is using those words that she used to make her speech sound more compelling with pretty words, then I'm not a fan of it. And that's what I'm partially concerned with, is not really her method of delivery, but really the message that she's trying to get across. Like I said before, I think that just as human beings, we should be empathetic and understanding towards one another. And if you are a parent who is raising a child, right, because that's what parent means, so that's pretty redundant, be open-minded and understanding with your child. Don't lead with resentment. You know, show them love, show them that you care about them, and do the best that you can to raise them in the best way that you think you can, right? Because parenting is no easy trip. Right? It's scary. It's nerve-wracking. It can be stressful. You're raising a human being and teaching them how to live in this world. It's a scary journey. It's a daunting task, right? But one that should be undertaken with love and care and understanding and open-mindedness, and should come with a mindset of teamwork, right? How do I know all this? Because I know exactly what I grew up with and what I did not have that would have helped my relationship with my parents. I come as somebody who grew up in an abusive household, so I know what I'm talking about when it comes to how I think the parent-child dynamic should be, right? Don't neglect your child, show them that you care and show them that you love them. But there is a balance with how you treat your kids, and people often lean towards one of these two extremes. The first one, well, this is more particularly towards between older and younger generations in general. One extreme end of the spectrum is turning a nose up into the air and away from, you know, the kids, teenagers, right? Just simply being dismissive and saying things like, oh, these kids, teenagers, they don't know what the heck they're doing with their lives. They're useless, they're dumb, they're lazy. They have no work ethic, they have no drive, they're unmotivated, and you know, this world is crap now. But I don't care because I'm old and I'm about to kick the bucket. So forget about the world, you know, these kids have messed they're messed up, they're lazy, right? That's one extreme end of the spectrum. But the other end of the ex the other end of the spectrum is also bad, because if you go completely the opposite way, and you coddle the generation, you spoon feed them, you hand them the world on a silver platter, you give them a gold star for everything they do, you let them do whatever they want, you spoon feed them, like I said before, you just coddle them. That's not any good either. It sets them up for entitlement, which sets them up to fail. You make them think they deserve things that they do not. That is also bad. Okay? We do also need to teach kids that they have to work for things, that there is a place and reward for work ethic, and that the world does not just come to you because you're a golden star child. And look, I understand, you know, what it's like growing up in an abusive household. It's not great. I could have definitely used more love and affection and attention and care. But it would have been really bad as well if I grew up in a completely loving and coddling and spoon-feeding household. There needs to be a balance. And part of why I'm addressing Kimber's speech, her TEDx talk, her TED talk, is I feel like, and like I said before, I could be misinterpreting what she's trying to convey in her speech, but I feel like Kimber's message is overly coddly, overly spoon feeding. Right? That's what I'm trying to get across in this episode. There needs to be a balance. We do need to have open minds and love and care and attention towards our kids. We do need to treat this as a team effort. We're in this together. We will push through this together. I am here for you. I am listening to you. You can count on me to be there for you. I love you, right? Be there for your kids. But at the same time, if your kid messed up and made a mistake, they did something they shouldn't have, you let them know. Your kid punches another kid in the face for no reason at all at school, you tell them that's not a good thing to do. You don't support your kid with every single thing they do. That's a recipe for disaster. If you truly love your kid, you will not let them do absolutely everything they want to do. And I'm not saying you should control them, because obviously that's the other end of the spectrum. That's an extremity, right? That's something that I grew up with. You do not want to control your kid in every aspect of their lives. They are not there for you to shape to your image of perfection. They have their own life to live. But at the same time, there is some degree that you have to rein them in to make sure that they grow up to be respectable and respectful people, right? Because humans don't naturally fall into that pattern. But I guess I'm sort of an exception to that, because, I mean, my parents did teach me with some things, but most of the character that I've developed today is a consequence of my own action. And see, that's another thing that I'm trying to get across in this episode, is kids need to take responsibility for themselves. Right? As a member of Generation Z speaking, right, myself, it's not good for us kids, teenagers, and young adults to be constantly coddled, and you know, our parents are always going to be there for us. We're just, you know, in our safety bubbles. You know, we're always going to be constantly taken care of. The world is in a silver platter handed to us. Like, we need to do our mental homework just as much as anybody else out there does. Right? We need to forge ourselves. We need to think about life ourselves. We need to manage ourselves and help ourselves navigate through life void of external support. Of course, along the way, along the journey of life, we should be hopefully coming across people who will support us and be there for us. That's a good thing, to build a supportive circle of people around you. A support system in place is a good thing. But at the same time, you cannot expect everybody else to do something for you. You cannot expect to get everybody's respect just because you're a human being. You cannot expect all the good things to come to you void of work ethic. You cannot expect everything's just gonna fall into place. I'm not gonna have any responsibilities. I'm not gonna take life seriously. You cannot do that. Balance, balance, balance. Please take this seriously. Do not turn a completely dismissive, blind eye, deaf ear to your kids, right? There needs to be some level of attention and love and care and concern and teamwork in that dynamic. But at the same time, it cannot go at the far other end of the spectrum with coddling and spoon feeding. Not disciplining them in the sense of teaching them what is right and how to behave and how to, you know, be a respectable, respectful, effective citizen in society. I'm not trying to make that sound robotic. I'm just trying to say, if you want the best for your kids, you got to teach them some things. Like, don't go bullying other people. Be honest. Be truthful. Be trustworthy. Things like this. Because your kid probably won't have hit the nail on the head for all of those things. It's important. So, balance is the word of the episode. And again, why I made this? That TED Talk, Kimber. I do believe she's coming from a good place, but I also don't think that if in the event she is conveying this attitude of coddling and spoon feeding and just constantly showering your kids with love and nothing else, and then your kids are right 100% of the time, you'll give them everything you want, all the attention, that's not good. Of course, I exaggerated it, but I feel like that's the overall attitude of what Kimber is presenting in her TED Talk. And I say this, again, as a member of Generation Z, but that doesn't really matter because what I'm saying has nothing to do with the generation that I'm a part of, and has everything to do with what I believe to be in the best interest of humanity. That's what it's always been. If people didn't get the memo by now, the things that I say and put out there are not for my own personal health. It's not for my own well-being and safety of mind. The things that I say and put out there, the content that I write, that I speak, that I record on video, that I, whatever. The things that I push and preach and talk about and encourage all the time are things that I truly believe with all my heart to be in the best interest of humanity. I'm not always right. No single human being ever is, but you can be darn sure that I try my hardest to make sure that what I push is good for people. And so, take my message for what you will in this episode, but I promise you, with the most knowledge that I can muster, again, just to remind you of what we covered in this episode, I can promise you this. Both extreme ends of the spectrum are not good. Find your balance. You do not want to be completely dismissive and neglecting and arrogant and condescending with your kids. But at the same time, you do not want to coddle them and hand them the world on a silver platter and spoon feed them and not teach them the importance of work ethic and making respect, earning respect the right way, and the values of what it means to be a good, respectable, and respectful character. These are important things. And like I said earlier, before we even got to the main point, enough with the generational battles. Cut that out. Seriously. Like, how much time do you have in the world to simply sit in your chair and point fingers at people for, oh, wow, look at the world we're in today because of this generation? We're here now, right? Let's work together to acknowledge our mistakes and not repeat them. Right, the kids of today, myself included, we are the ones that will inherit this earth. And so, blaming and playing the blaming game doesn't do us any favors. Because blaming does not lead to change. Action does. And you know what the most effective action is? Is if we work together and actually try to come up with practical solutions that will make the world we live in better. So seriously, find something better to do with your time than play the blaming game. And honestly speaking, I'm a proud member of Generation Z because I am also on the older end of Generation Z. Now, age does not equate to maturity, right? It depends on what you go through in life and how quickly you learn, how quickly you grow up and develop mentally, emotionally, right? But for me speaking, personally, right, as a member of Generation Z, on the older end of the spectrum, born in 98, hopefully I can use my sort of pioneering, if you will, to guide people, the younger folks, with what I know and with what I've seen. Sort of gives me a vibe of like speaking as an authority, So when I say cut that out, like the generational battles, the pointless bickering, and I say cut that out, I feel like I'm speaking as an older sibling. But that makes sense too, because I'm coming from a place of concern, and I want to make sure that the world is as good as we can make it. It doesn't hurt to try. And if you want to make the world a better place, there are things that we can be doing instead of arguing with each other. So, with that said, I think that was a rather beautiful end to this 20-minute episode. I didn't even realize 20 minutes had passed. Time flies when you're talking about things that you're passionate about. And I do think this episode is going to get a couple stars because this is the kind of advice that I think people will be looking back on and saying, yeah, that makes sense. And so, with that said, I'm going to go ahead and end this episode here. Now it's 20 minutes past midnight. I need to go to bed. Thank you all for listening, as always. Feedback is always welcome, provided that it's provided in a constructive, critical manner, respectfully. So take care, guys. I will see you all next time. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.